Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 409. We're up to the sequel of the Rocky franchise. We're up to Rocky 2 from 1979. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. So Rocky 2, have you seen this one?
I saw it. I don't remember it. Mm. I don't remember it. I know for a fact I've never seen. No, I never saw this one. I never saw 2 or 3. Yeah, those are the ones I've never seen. I've seen 1 before this. I had seen 1, 4, 5, and Balboa. So 2 and 3 are the only kind of blind spots for me. So no, I'd never seen this one.
Yeah, for myself, I watched this. I don't watch the first two. I never watched. Well, first three, I don't watch as much as I watched Part 4 and Balboa. But when I watched it again, it just something changed. I don't know what it is. Something changed on this one.
Yeah.
But it felt like this one does feel like they had to come up with a story to continue on. Because the first one, remember, it ends when he says, "I'm not giving you a rematch." And he's like, "I don't care." He did what he wanted to do. And that was what? Go the distance. That's mm-hmm. all he wanted to do. He could go toe-to-toe with Apollo Creed. Rocky didn't care. He wanted to go into the sunset. But yeah. The studio said, "Dude, we got to write a sequel."
He retired after one big fight. Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. So now the studio forced Stallone and Rocky to come back out of retirement to come out for 2. So they did. All right. Box office wise, my God, this movie was budgeted at $7 million.
Okay.
This thing made a worldwide total of $85 million in the box office. Now, those of you out there, this is 79 money. Okay. So this is not pushing 200 millions and 400 millions. Hell, I don't think they might even crack 100 until maybe Rocky 3 or 4. I don't know. I didn't see the numbers yet, but I'm presuming because we're in the 80s by that time.
Yeah.
Money, the economy should be more heavier. So I think we're going to crack those 100. But for 85 over a $7 million budget, that's a successful movie.
It made 10 times, over 11 times its budget. So absolutely. Yeah, you measure, you know, like when you're looking at box office, the best measure is like, okay, it made 85, but what was it? What did it cost? If it only cost 7, then that made, you know, if you spend $1 and you make $100, that's the same thing as spending $1,000 and making $100,000. You know what I mean? It's 100 times multiplier. So it's pretty good. I mean, technically it's not the same, but you know what I mean. It did well.
No, it did. Yeah. All right, Nate, what did the critics and audience have to say about Rocky 2?
Okay, this was interesting. I'm not going to lie. I was, after I watched this movie, I said, all right, let me go in there. Let me get my Rotten Tomato scores and let's see. So critically, still good. 70% is the critic score, but that is a drop of 23% from the first movie. It's a big drop, but it's still good, right? Like, especially for a sequel, 70%. All right, not bad. But this is the weird one. The audience one went up 13%. This has an 82% audience score. The first one, granted, we talked about it. The first one had a 69, which is really weird. I don't understand how that movie has a 69, but this one has an 82. So critics liked it a little less and audiences liked it more. I think it's weird still having seen these two movies. But that's okay. It's reviewed well.
It's very weird because, well, then again, when you talk to a lot of people that watched all the Rocky movies, you have the camp of, I like Rocky 3 the best out of the first two, right? Then you have the camp that says, oh, part 2 is better than part 1. Then you got the camp of, oh, part 1 is better than part 2 and part 3 as a true Rocky movie. Very interesting, though, to be honest with you. I don't know where I fall in this camp right now. I really don't know where I would fall under.
I know where I fall, but yeah. We talked about it. I know people who like this is their favorite one or part 3 is their favorite. Every franchise has someone who likes one of them more. I literally know people who like 2 the best, 3 the best, 4 the best, 1 the best. I don't know anyone who likes 5 the best, but you know, so it's weird. This is going to be interesting. This franchise.
It is going to be very interesting to see how it goes up and down because this is a roller coaster of a franchise. very roller coaster. Okay. So, well, let's get right into it. Lead character. Everyone is back for this one.
Everyone's back.
So what you got?
All right. Talk about the three that we talked about last time. Paulie, Rocky, Adrian. All right, start with Paulie. I think he's worse in this movie. Paulie is way less interesting in this movie than he was in the first movie. He seems to be in it less, right? He's never yelling. Remember, he was always yelling in the first movie? It happens one time. when he yells at Adrian when and it makes her go into labor. Other than that, he's like a lot more tame. He takes over Rocky's old job of collecting money from the, you know, from the people. He's eating a snow cone. It's kind of weird. I don't know. He's not as interesting in this movie as he was in the first movie to me. Adrian, she's pretty much the same. Although I do hate at the beginning where it's supposed to be picking up right after the fight and her haircut is totally different. Like just from when she runs in that ring and he's like, I love you too. And they give each other a kiss to when they're outside in the wheelchairs. She has a totally different haircut. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is, someone didn't go back and be like, all right, how was her hair styled at the very end of that movie? And let's just do it again. Nope, different. Anyway, besides that, she's good. She's pregnant this time. They're having a baby. And she doesn't want him to fight. I like all that stuff. The drama of like, hey, you told me you're retired. I don't want you to go blind. She has genuine concerns that, you know, of her husband. So I liked it. And they get married. I liked all that. Rocky, loved him again. I gave him a 5, by the way. I gave a 5 to the lead. I think character-wise, I like pretty much everything they did with Rocky here. Gets in that fight. It's a split decision loss. But then everyone's like, it was a draw. It was at least a draw. And he's like, I'm retired, man. I'm tired. I'm married now. I have a baby. Cool. He can't find a job. He can't find other work, really. He works in the meat place. He tries to do commercials, but he can't read good. So it's like, okay, they can't really use him there. He can't act. And his pride kicks in at that one part where he's like, no, you're rude, man. Like, I ain't gonna work for you no more. that whole thing. I like that. I think this, as far as characters, it felt like a natural progression from the first movie. They're more in love. Now they're married, starting a family. He buys a house. But then they're struggling. Then I like that stuff. So I gave that a 5 for the leads.
Right on. I gave it a 5 too. I thought, let's give it a point. Paulie, you're right. Shadow. That's all he was, is a shadow. Talia, Adrian's character. I liked her in this movie. It was weird for me because I have mixed feelings with Adrian. At the beginning, I'm just like, but you knew he was a fighter. Like, whoa. Like, you're not telling this guy he can't fight. But I kind of understand why, because I mean, throughout the whole, get to later in films, you know, that's her major concern, is like his health. Dude, you keep getting into this ring, you're just gonna die in the ring. But that's what Rocky knows. Like, that is his calling card, is being a fighter. So this movie proved it. He tried different jobs. And that's the thing I liked about this movie. I felt so bad when he went to Mickey and he's like, dude, I'll just pick up the spit. And he goes, are you sure you want to do that? And he started crying. I got mad emotional. I was like, damn, I feel so bad, because it's like, this guy went from the highest of highs and now he's just bad dirt. But then again, he didn't know how to manage money. Like, they could have did well, but this dude started buying Rolexes and coats and cars and houses, and which even my wife was like, well, wait a minute. It's like, he brought all this stuff. That's not $350,000, way more. But he overspent. No, but
remember what he said? He only ended up with $37,000. After. And it's 79. That was enough to get what he got. And that was about it.
So he's not good with managing money. So you already saw that. And Adrian should have stepped in and be like, listen, we got to do this right. But, you know, she had to go back to work. I felt so bad. And you know what? It's what those characters made you feel like you're watching a real life thing. Because how many people have jobs like that? They lose it and then they got to work at a Walmart when they used to work at an office making tons of money and they got laid off or something. So anyway, loved Rocky in this one. This felt more grounded than any other Rockies we're going to see throughout. I felt like this is the most humanized version of Rocky you're going to get. Besides Balboa. I think Balboa, he goes back to this version of Rocky. But I think this is it. Like, I was just like, man.
Yeah, these first two movies, he feels like a real person.
Yes. He's not like an action figure or like a superhero. This one feels like you're like, you could literally be, Rocky could be you. And you're like, damn.
Yeah.
So I love that. That was good. Mickey. I'm going to get great. My man, Mickey. I love Mickey. Mickey, my man Mickey with one sock Mick. That's what I'm going to call him for the whole time. One sock Mickey. Because my man had, he's sitting in the bed with the one sock, eating his crackers. I thought Mickey was very good in this movie. Small part, but big in the landscape of the story. I thought it was really good.
Honestly, my favorite interaction with Rocky and Mickey is at the, towards the end. Like, right when they're about to go in the ring and they're talking about the robe.
Yes, he's my wife loves that.
He's like, hey, isn't this robe pretty? And Mickey's like, this is great. It's a beautiful robe.
That one was good. So good. And the one that he's in the ring and he goes, "You're gonna lose." And he looked at Mickey, he goes, "Man, he's still mad." Yeah. He's like, "What's his problem?"
He goes, "I switched to southpaw." He's like, "No tricks." He's like, "Switch. You're gonna lose the fight. Switch to southpaw." It was
good. Yeah, I thought. Yeah. But you know, but Brendan Meredith, honestly, I don't think he won an Oscar for none of his roles. I think he could have been nominated. The scene that he's talking in front of the great imagery too, where he's talking in front of the projector. Mm-hmm. He's like, "We gotta teach you how to fight right-handed, and then you switch to the southpaw."
He could have if he had a more of a role, because essentially, you remember Stallone plays this role in the Creed movie, the first, mm-hmm. and he got nominated for an Oscar for that. If they gave Mickey a larger role in the story, the performance is there. So I agree with you on that. The only reason he didn't get it is because it's so little bit of screen time, you know. But he's really, I Burgess Meredith is great in this role. He's funny. He has that fire. He has that passion. He wants him to win, and he challenges him, and he gets mad at him. But then he also has a soft spot for him. It's a great character.
Yeah. Before we go to villain, my favorite part of Mickey, right? Adrian wakes up from a coma. She goes, and he's there with baby Rocky, right? Rocky Jr.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Come here." And he's like, "What?" And she goes, "I want you to win." And he went, "What?" And then Mickey went, "What are we waiting for?"
Yes.
He's like,
ready. And he also didn't think that baby was that cute. You saw the way he was looking at him?
Yeah.
Like, "Oh, he's so beautiful." He's just like,
yeah.
He has all that hair. The baby has all the hair.
That was my favorite part. He was like, "What are we waiting for? Let's go train." But it sparked them up. So I thought it was really good. Anyway, all right, five across the board here for us. Main villain, Apollo Creed is back again as the main villain. So
and now, this time, he's an antagonist, all right? In the first one, he really wasn't. Which I think I gave him like a, I think I gave him a one in the last
movie.
Yeah, yeah, I did because he wasn't a bad guy. This is gonna be higher, but it's still not incredible. I gave it a 3 this time. The only reason I gave him a 3 is because he doesn't get enough screen time to really sell. Like, okay, I love the scene where he's at home and he's reading the letters to his wife. He's like, "This guy says, you know, I'm a disgrace. This guy says whatever," and she's like, "Stop reading." He goes, "Really?" He gets mad at her. He's like, you know, like, "Don't read these letters," whatever. So I like that part. But I wish as Rocky was like doing what he's doing and building up, they showed more of Creed. He's so mad. He's like, he really needs to. And then this could have been higher. As it is, I think they did a better job of making him an opponent that you really want to see Rocky beat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You wanted to in the first movie, but more so just because you followed Rocky the whole time. Yeah. Whereas here, Apollo's like, "Man, you can't hang with me." He starts trash talking. "You can't last 5 minutes with me. You can't." And then I'm like, all right, this is what I wanted in the first movie. And they gave it to me here. So I give him a 3. He's too likable. That's the problem. I like Apollo Creed too. You know what I mean? I like his trainer, the black guy. I think that I like that
He's
guy.
He's really good.
Yeah. So it's like, dang, but I like these guys. So I gave him as best as I could and I went with a 3. But it's better than the first movie in that regard.
Yeah. So in the first, I gave it a 2.
Yeah.
On the first. This one, I gave him a 4.
Okay.
And here's why. He did the tropes of what villains do. What did he do towards the end of the movie? The guy was like, "All you have to do is just dance around and you win." He was like, "You won this match," but he couldn't let the fact that Rocky first fight got to him and he was like, "Oh no, I gotta knock this guy down," or even worse, beat him to a pulp. Mm-hmm. And he allowed Rocky just to come back and win the title. And it's like, ah, and that's a villain. Like, a villain is not gonna stand there and run around a ring. No, he wants to prove his point. Like, I could beat this chump. And I was like, you know what? That's what he did. You're right with the letters, right? Everyone's telling him all that fight was fixed. Blah, blah, blah. Like, he was getting really mad. And now you can see how, you know, Michael B. Jordan's character Creed is. Like, you can see that side of him in this movie. You get to see why he is the way he is in the Creed films from here. So you got to see that. Him calling him out on TV, right? That's a very villainy, putting out ads in the newspaper, right? So he did, to me, I gave him a 4 because he did it very well. And I think one thing, I guess the reason I gave him the 4 besides all that stuff is the fact that he made himself a villain. He was loved by everybody.
Yeah.
Right? He was the Apollo Creed. He was on Team USA. He was loved. He just literally, and the guy told him, he goes, "If we're going down this route, you're going to be looked like the villain in this fight." And he did not care. He wanted Rocky's ass in that ring and it was a bad choice. Even his own trainer was like, "Dude, you couldn't hang with a southpaw. why are we continue going with the Southpaw? He's going to come and win. And he didn't care. He was just like, I want my man back because he wanted the naysayers. And I liked it. That's the reason I gave him a 4. Yeah. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. But I think the fact that he made himself a villain, then he became lovable because him and Rocky became best friends. But other than that, yeah, this is a street villain. I gave him a 4.
Both went up by 2 points. So that's good. Yeah. Rocky, 2 right. points.
Action scenes.
Well, let's not get too crazy here. But this, again, this is not an action, a traditional action movie. We have to score the fights. That's the pretty much the way we're going to have to do it. This fight is a million times better than the fight in the first movie. I thought the one in the first movie was done well. It's just too short. You know, like we talked about it. It's shot well. I think I don't have any problem with the way it was filmed, except for the fact that you jump forward like literally 12 rounds in that fight. Like you see the first two and then we're all the way at like the 13th. So it's like, oh, okay. This one, they don't show them all, but it's long. It's a long fight. I think Stallone, I mean, obviously he's stepping in to direct this time. I think he did a fantastic job with it. There's a few, especially in the beginning, there's a few punches where it's way, way like they're not even close and they're doing this, you know? Yeah. But as it goes on, gets better and better and better. And you know, they're not really punching, except the body shots look legit. Like they were really like into the body. I loved it. I thought this fight was exponentially better. It really felt like a third act, big conclusion to it. It felt like a climax to the movie. So everyone listening, take this as we have to score it with the type of movie it is. I gave it a 4 this time. And you know what? I think we should factor in, Alex, training montages. I think that should go in action as well. This one, better than the first one. I got hype. When Adrian says, hey, win. He's like, what? She's like, win. He said, oh, baby. And then the music starts building up. He's lifting the weights behind him and in front of him. And he catches the chicken. And oh, my gosh. This one is way more hype than the first movie. I don't care. Yeah. And the first one's good. Classic. This one, though, is like, oh, the music is perfect. I think they use it even better. The only weird thing is like, why the hell are all those kids? Where are all those? Every kid in Philadelphia, their parents just let them run, follow this guy for like 10 miles up these stairs. He's surrounded by a bunch of kids. I'm like, this is a little weird, but besides that, 4. I thought it was way better.
Well, I mean, that's 2 montages, right? Because he had the workout the double one, montages. And then he had the running to the
second
to
the one famous. Is better. The second montage is like way better.
Yeah, the first one I felt like it was just like he was just, because
his heart wasn't as in it in the first one, you know?
Yeah, this one, him running with him running with the kids. He was like, come on!
It's a great visual. Running. It's just weird when you think about it. Like, where's his parents of all these kids? And how can they keep up with him for so long.
I love that little kid that was trying to catch up to him and then Stallone booked it.
Oh, Stallone is fast. He was
running fast. Stallone booked it. He was like, all right, kid.
He's like, this kid ain't catching me. He starts going.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, I gave it a 5.
Okay.
So I did it because of the montage. The montage is amazing. I'm telling you, that's what the bread and butter for Rocky movies, man, are the montages. Now, I don't think we get one for part 5 because he's not fighting at all, but the montages are amazing. I loved it. I thought it was really good. And it gets you, like, you're right. When Adrian says win, you're like, oh, shit, this guy is now going to go all out beating meat and going, oh, well. Not that type of beating me.
But going all out beating me. Hey, well, it's a different Rocky.
him going to the freezer, he's beating those cows.
Punching cows.
Yeah, punching the cows in the face. him doing that stuff, I thought was really good. Mickey training him, I thought was really good. And I love the progression from him not caring. I mean, his head is not into it because Adrian, he's out of focus. But anyway, the fights. I agree with you. The only reason, like, I give the fight a 4, the montage a 1 for a 5. Mm-hmm. And this is why. I did not like the ending of the fight, though. That they both get knocked down.
KO.
I don't like that. To me, that is so whack in a fight. Like, they both fall down. Like, no. I wanted him to, like, then it'll be like the other movies. But I wanted him to, like, go all out. Like, him throwing him in, like, how he threw him in the corner and he's just wailing on him.
Pushed him.
Like, I wanted him to wail on him. Like, finally, like, he's earning it. Like, I mean, fucking him up pretty much. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, all the anger of Adrian in the coma. Like, you could put flashbacks of that shit. Like, him coming from the ground up, right? Like, them losing everything. Like, you can see that while he's fighting him. Like, he's just giving it his all. And Apollo, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I see what you're saying. I'll only counter in that I think it makes sense, the ending, because Apollo Creed is the better boxer, right?
Yeah.
For Rocky to win, it took, like, literally everything he had. And remember, he fell not because he got hit, but just he was exhausted. He threw the punch. They both fall. He gets up first. I do see where it would have been cool, like, if he dominated him in the last round. But he was losing the whole fight. He lost, like, 13 out of 15 rounds. So it's fitting, but I totally, like, I could see where it would be cool if he, like, finished him, like, punch him, knock out, he's still standing type of thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like he's all, I mean, they're both exhausted.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Mickey goes, you know, swears to southpaw, and then that's it. The music kicks in.
Yeah.
And he hits him once, and he's in that corner, and he ain't leaving it. And you see Rocky just giving it. And you could do something like, you know, like, the minute he does the final uppercut, that Rocky bounces off the ropes, and he just holds on to it while Apollo just falls down, and that's how he wins. I think it would have been so much great, but I just wasn't too crazy with this, but fair. It was okay though. It kind of, I understand what you mean. It was fitting. Like, he did go the distance, he got up, but I just wanted to see Rocky just tear this dude down, and it would have been a funnier thing going down to, like, in the other movies when he was just like, man, you gave me a whooping of a lifetime. Like, you know what I mean? When they talk to each other, but anyway.
But that's too why it works too, because you remember, like, now it's 1-1 and they were both, Creed barely beat him and Rocky barely beat him. So they are like, they're like equals in that regard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it could have been a little foreshadowing of him dominating him in the first 15 rounds. And then at the end, he just gives him the, you know, he's the Italian tank.
I like that part. He's like, you're a tank. Get in there. Yeah, he's like, I'm a tank. I'm a tank. I'm a
tank. And then he comes out with a big eye jammy.
He can't see. I'm a tank.
But anyway, 5 for me on this one. I had to go with the 4 on the fight and 1 on the montage. Like, all right, storyline.
Okay, I think the storyline's very good. I do not think it's better than the first movie, to be honest. You said something earlier, and I 100% agree with it. At times, it felt like there was not a natural part 2, and they had to just, they were like, hey man, this movie was successful. It got nominated for Oscars. We made a lot of money. We're gonna need another one. And Stallone sat down. He wrote and directed this one. I think he did a good job. I like it. I gave it a 4, but I gave the first one a 5. I think the first one has a little more magic to it. This one, you know, because it had the love story, the development of the love story, the underdog. He doesn't even win. There's not a lot of movies that you'll see where your main character loses, even in the loss, is a winner. You know what I mean? Here, this feels a little bit more formula as far as, like, the end, he wins. There was no love story this time because they're already together. So they had to figure out a way to make that dynamic different. So what happens? Pregnant, right? Married, pregnant. Then she has complications. She goes into a coma. And I'm like, all right, now that it just seemed like they were trying to really, at times, it felt like they were trying to pile on the obstacles rather than them feeling all the way natural. That said, I think overall, it's good. It's just, oh, very good. Very good. Like I said, I gave it a 4. It's just not quite as natural feeling all the time as part 1. That was kind of the only thing I had to base. But I think this is a really well-written movie for the most part. And again, Paulie, you know, has a diminished role, which I feel like they could have got him in there a little bit better. And I wish Creed had a little bit more to do. But either way, I think it's very good. I gave it a 4.
So you said something that I totally agree with. I feel like this, first of all, this movie's great. Like, if you would have asked me this years ago, I would have been like, I'm not a big fan of Rocky 2. I don't care for it. Rewatching now older, I like it a lot from the aspect of going from your lows to the high. Like, you can see everyone in the world in this one character right now. Whether you lose your job and you got to do these little BS fucking store jobs just to make ends meet with your first time wife and your kid coming, you know, you get a house and all this, you got to give up your car because you can't afford it until you get that one opportunity. Like, I always tell people, everyone's going to have that one opportunity to get somewhere that, you know, they're going to be in their highest highs and you're going to stay there.
Yeah.
So it's great in terms of that. My only problem with this movie, and I'm going to be really honest with you, is the first 20 minutes of the movie. Felt very weird, felt very off. You know, I want this, it felt so out of the blue. Like, you told the guy in the ring, we're not fighting, but all of a sudden, in the beginning of the movie, you're like, I will fight you anywhere, anyway. And these dudes have their eye patches on. And he's like, but Pablo, you told me we're not going to fight no more. And he was like, ah, freak that. And I'm just like, that to me felt very, like you said, the studio was like, bro, we got to get another Rocky movie out here. That one part. Yeah. Everything else in the movie, I agree. The whole piling on what you said, I totally agree with you. I felt like they made Rocky way too, like, unluckiest son of a bitch I ever seen in the life.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get that. I was like, Jesus, like he went from, we knew he ain't gonna get an office job. I kind of like that they did that, right? Yeah. But he got a job to work in the meat thing. I'm like, really? He's gonna lose a job there? Like, Paulie didn't lose a job there. He was right.
He was drinking on the job.
Yeah, he was drinking. He's stealing mad, like, filet mignons for his family. But, I mean, I don't want to nitpick too much on it.
I agree with. That's like the kind of things like, okay, dude could have made money just making an appearance. They would have paid him. You're a celebrity. Come to this opening of this restaurant. You don't have to talk like at a commercial. So it felt like, how low can they put him after that fight?
Yeah. And to me, I was just like, holy hell. And even my wife said, like, damn, they know where he lives. And you had like all the entire fan base was in front of this dude's house before a fight.
Right.
And I was just like, and that's the crazy thing, right? And I don't want to get nitpicky, right? Because then I go into this whole realism bullshit. But my thing is, if Rocky Balboa didn't have a job, you mean to tell me that nobody in fucking Philadelphia couldn't give him a job?
Or would want to?
That's what I'm saying.
Rocky, come work here. Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. This guy was like in the lowest of low. His loan shark friend is the only one that said, hey, Rocky, if you want to make it me, you got your old job back, right? He goes, no, I don't want to beat up people no more. And I was like, okay, but you mean to tell me there's nobody else doing sandwich shops? He could work in a sandwich shop. He could load groceries. He could do anything.
That's the kind of thing that you just said. You can't think about it because then it'll be like, bro, he could have, you're telling a sandwich shop. You're telling me someone's not like, dude, let's hire Rocky. He will literally just stand there, make a sandwich. People will cut. We'll get so much business because everyone's going to want to come see the local hero, Rocky Balboa. And he's getting fired from the meat job. Like, a little, that's what I'm saying. That's why I could not go with a fight.
I agree. And I was like, he could have been selling Italian stallion sandwiches. Come down to Philadelphia to get your Italian stallion sandwiches.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
It's a knockout punch. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, it's just so much funny stuff that you could think of, but I agree. I gave it a four because of that. Like, I'm like, brother could have worked anywhere. Anyone could have hired this guy, but they didn't. Yeah. And that's what got me mad. And again, I know it's Stallone writing and I understand where his mindset is for the character, but he can't be this unlucky. Like, you can't be this unlucky, like, at all. Like, to me, you just can't. But anyway, I gave it a four on that. Okay, overall.
Overall, I gave it a four. I think it's a really good sequel. I think it's a really good movie. I liked it a lot. Again, I had never seen it. So I was like, okay, let's see where they go with this. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. Besides a couple of negatives, like, it's not perfect. I think the first one is borderline a perfect film. Action wise, obviously we didn't, you know, we're not going to score it super high because it's but the storyline is perfect. Here, not as much, but has some other things that are better, like the fight, the boxing match is way better. The music, I actually like the score better in this movie than in the first movie. It's the same Bill Conti, same guy, and it's the same themes, right? But I think it was used better in this movie. So I think the score was great. I think Stallone did a great job as both writer and director. So yeah, I gave it a four.
Yeah, I gave it a four too. I think you said everything, to be really honest with you. I think the score was more polished in this one. It was more clear. Mm-hmm. You said it right. Very utilized, very well. I love the hints of the Rocky through, like, a Star Wars thing. Like, when he's sad, he's mad. Like,
it's like piano version.
It's very, like, I very, like, it literally, it puts you in the movie. Like, it's weird. We see, I mean, you can see tons of drama movies and all this stuff. It's something about music, how it guides you through a film. Because this one, when he is unlucky, the music is super soft. You feel bad. Like, you are, and then all of a sudden when Adrian's like, go out and win, and the music goes right back to where you know it is, you get pumped and you're getting goosebumps because he starts to work out. And then in the fight, it did the same thing too. It switches to the Rocky thing when they start to fall with the slow motion and he gets up and then they're and you're like, holy shit, it's just like so much roller coaster of emotion with the music. And I loved it. I think Rocky's soundtrack in terms of the entire franchise has to be up there as one of the greatest soundtracks for a franchise in the top 10. You got to. There's no way
it's
you
iconic.
Can tell me no. Yeah, it's very iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be. So anyway, I'm scoring it from that front. In terms of the movie, yes, as a sequel, it did its job. It's really good. The character went from point A to point B. It did an amazing. I prefer Rocky 1. If you're going to tell me 1 or 2, I think I like the storyline of part 1 better.
Agree.
But the fights are way better in this one.
Agree.
So yeah, that's me. All right. Other than that, total points.
Yeah, I gave it a 20 out of a 25. I thought it's a very good sequel. Very, very good sequel.
Yeah, I give it a 22 out of a 25. I think this is a really great sequel to we're about to go into the land of craziness.
Which is weird because Rocky One's a drama. It's a drama. Yeah. It's not a comedy. It's not an action movie. It's a sports drama. And for them to build a franchise off of that, that would veer more into action tropes, you know, like as it goes along, even if it's not never a pure action movie. It's interesting that they were able to turn that movie, the first Rocky, into a franchise at all. But you know what? Two movies in, really good still.
Yeah. I mean, well, it also tells you how great, and I don't want people to be like, oh, you, because you love Stallone. It's not because I love Stallone. It tells you how great his mind was in terms of creating this franchise. Like, yeah, he knew where this character was going to go. Yes, he did buffoon shit like with Rocky V, which when we get to it, he does some bizarre stuff, but he tells you why, in certain interviews, he tells you why V was the way it was compared to 1 through 4 to 6. So yeah. I like the fact the way he wrote this character. I thought it was really good. But anyway, all right, Nate, what's coming up all next on the podcast?
So next up, we are continuing on with our Rock and Rocky month or whatever I call it, the Rock and Rocky connection.
The Rock and Rock connection.
Yeah. So Hercules will be the next movie that we will be covering from 2014. And then Rocky III, the only other one I don't remember seeing. I said I haven't seen it. I might have. I know Mr. T's in it and I remember Hulk Hogan. It's possible I saw it when I was younger, but I don't remember it. So it's going to essentially be a first time watch for me. So that's what we got coming up next two episodes.
Rocky III. Oh, I know, Thunder Lips. I'm not too crazy with it. Yeah, Thunder Lips. Yeah, yeah. That's the one we'll talk about.
I know Kevin Simmons, one of our Patreon members, he loves Rocky III. So yeah? I think it's his favorite one. So I don't know. We'll see.
It's a lot of people I know likes Rocky III. Like, they really like it. So I like going back to rewatching these damn things because now that I'm older again, like I want to see Rocky III to see where it is in terms of where I would like it and rank it. Like I said, 2 was a shocking that I would like it the way. Oh, and my favorite part is when he goes to the church mad quick.
Yeah.
Hey, your father McCaffrey. Blessing. Hey, Rocky, you got to fight. Yeah. Just give me a little blessing before I go before the fight. A
little blessing.
Yeah.
And then he drives off.
He's like, great. Thank you. I feel blessed. Yeah. I thought that was so funny. But anyway, yeah. So, okay, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, comment on your favorite episodes, and we'll comment right back. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast. You guys can follow us on any podcast platforms you guys listen to. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.